See the details there as well. And then on March 10th, so 2 weeks from now, we are going to have the Club Rock kids here to sing and share with you guys what we've been doing in Club Rock and share some songs. So there'll be a lot of new people here, so just be welcoming as you guys come and just show your love that way. Then Megateen is March 22nd through the 23rd. Just you can sign up. There's registration forms out there. Take them. Hand them out. Can always make more copies. So that'll be a good fun time. Also, there is no one here to do the junior department opening. So if you have kids in the junior department, keep them with you in the fellowship hall until classes start. So that way it's not crazy there, whoever is doing their opening. So that way parents aren't like, where's the teacher? No, this is you guys. Keep track of your kids until class starts at 11:10. So are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship, which our call to worship today is our church verse for the 2024 year. And it says from Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand."
Good morning again, and we'll welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books and stand with me, please, we're going to sing number 46, or look up on the screen. Number 46, "God Leads Us Along."
In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley, in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Through sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat all our foes. God leads his dear children along. Some through the fires, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood. Some through sorrow, but God gives a song in the night season and all the day long.
Very good singing. If you greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them this morning. Thank you. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises, and I got a couple of updates from Leah Fanning, her and Chris's daughter Danica and husband Dylan. Danica's in Sioux Falls. There was some real concern last week that her water broke, and she was only 32 and a half weeks pregnant, so they went up to Aberdeen and then were flown to Sioux Falls, and that is where they're at. Things are, her numbers look good. They're looking at inducing on Thursday, and so we'll need to continue to pray for Danica for safe delivery for Dylan and for Chris and Leah as they have the grandkids. and it is a huge blessing to be close to family, to be able to step in, but I know I'll continue to pray for them. Mike Ketchin sent a note through the prayer chain that his brother-in-law, Mike, his father passed away. So we'll be praying for Mike and the family. Also, update from the Warings. Miles' heart surgery is scheduled for the 25th of March, and they'll be going down to Omaha on the 21st for all the physicals and everything else. Also, Faye Litke's uncle, Gordon Dirksen, passed away, and so we pray for the family through this time. And then the ministry team that is from Sunshine is out in New Underwood today. They have two churches, one in New Underwood and one in a suburb of New Underwood. That's the way Pastor Jason describes it. So they're in the middle of nowhere. But we'll be praying for them. And then this past Thursday, the last of my great aunts passed away, the last of that generation, and Tammy and I are going to be going to the funeral in Wamego, Kansas, and so, which is outside of Manhattan, if you're not sure of Kansas geography. But just be praying for my family, but also for our trip. This will be a little earlier than what we are anticipating of taking a long trip with Tammy's knee. So we'll be making quite a few stops along the way, but her knee surgery and the replacement has been going well with the therapy. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, John.
My grandkid that Roseanne's one-legged father.
This past week, Roseanne Bryan had double knee replacement, and the one pain block worked well, the other one did not. And so she's still really struggling with that. I think she was going to end up in swing bed, moving from the Pier Hospital to swing bed because of that transition. But we'll continue to pray for healing as well as managing for the pain. Mike.
Tuesday morning, Isabella goes in for back surgery. So
Mike's daughter, Isabella, Tuesday morning's heading to Sioux Falls. Well, Monday you're heading to Sioux Falls. Tuesday, yeah, no one wants to go that early. Yeah, no one wants to go that early, but Isabella will be having back surgery, and so we'll be praying for a good outcome and for healing through the time, as well as peace of mind and heart. Yes, big peace of mind, yes. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie.
I have a huge praise. Last Tuesday was my first radiation blood test, and my PSA level count fell from my 4.5 to 0.7.
That is a huge praise. That Ernie had his first post radiation blood test, and his PSA levels went from over 4 to under around 0.7. So that is a great move in those numbers, and I know that Ernie was really hoping that there, of going through everything, the numbers would reflect that. So we are grateful for the numbers are down. Yeah, Nicole.
Back is healing.
Those are huge prayer answers to prayer. A while ago, we've been praying for Isaiah. He had a growth on the side, close to an ear, close to nerves that are really important in the face. And he is doing well. And then also Caden, he suffered a herniated disc in his back, and he is doing much better, especially as he competes in the indoor track seasons, switching to outdoor track season. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Janelle. So Eric Ames, a recent Miller graduate, was down in Peru, and they were, in some of his health issues, they determined that he does have leukemia, and so he will be flown back and beginning treatment at Mayo's?
Okay.
He's already there. Okay. We'll be praying for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities that you afford us each day to wake up and to experience what life will be like, that you already know what our future will hold. We do not, and that can cause great anxiety. That can cause, especially when we face major life decisions or events, help us to rest in knowing that you are the God who not only leads us through very difficult times, but you walk through them with us. And it is because of the cross that we have hope, that nothing that happens to us is not without your permission, which is difficult at times to handle. But you also tell us that you will be with us, that your Holy Spirit has been implanted in our hearts forever, that you do indeed dwell with your people, and you've given us your word and your spirit as a guide. Father, help us maybe not always to get the answers that we want, but to have the peace of mind to know that you're in control. We lift up these requests to you. We thank you that you are working, even when we don't know how to pray. Father, we lift up just the different health needs. We pray for Danica and the baby, that her numbers would continue to be good, and that both her and the baby would be healthy. And as they look at Thursday, we pray that as you have been guiding, you will continue to guide. We pray for the family, that you do bring peace of mind and heart, and for both mom and baby to be healthy through this week, and for a safe delivery. Father, we also lift up Miles and the Waring family as they have gotten news and a schedule, and looking at the end of March, we pray for the preparation for that time, as well as already preparing Miles for the surgery, that you would help John and Liz through this time. And thank you that there are individuals that have the skill to assist and to be a part of your healing process. Father, we also lift up Faye's uncle's family, and with Gordon's passing, that you would be with them and comfort them. Pray also for my family with my aunt's passing and the family gathering on Wednesday. Father, we also are thinking about Mike's family, that you would be with his brother-in-law, Mike, and the passing of his father, Forrest, that you would be an ever-present help. We lift up Roseanne to you, and as she's had double knee replacement, we pray for comfort in the pain, for healing, for the ability to be able to get physical therapy going, and to be able to not only do steps, but to be able to move about with less and less pain as each day comes about. Father, we do rejoice with Ernie and that his numbers are looking so much better. We thank you for the modern medicine and those with the skill. We pray that his numbers continue to drop and you give him strength. We do pray for Isabella and her back surgery Tuesday, that you would truly envelop her in your arms, that your spirit would bring her peace of mind and heart, and for the surgeon, for the team, that you would use their skill to help heal. And as the great physician, you will walk with her through this time as well. Father, we do rejoice that Isaiah is doing better from his procedures. We pray for Caden through the long track season, that you would give him healing from this herniated disc. And as he navigates the different track seasons that are upon him. Father, we do pray for Eric Ames and this diagnosis of leukemia. We pray that you would work through the doctors, that you would touch his mind and heart, as well as bring physical healing. We're grateful for the ministries you've raised up here in our midst. We thank you for Club Rock and for VBS, for the opportunity to invest in the lives of students and families. We thank you for our youth group, for Sunday school, that we can dive in deeper together into your word and grow closer together to you. Father, we are grateful for ministries that we've been called alongside of to help support. We pray for Sunshine and for their ministry team as they are out ministering in New Underwood. We pray for safety and as well as the opportunity to be used by you to touch people's lives. We thank you for talents and abilities that you've given that can be used for your honor and glory. Father, we also pray for our world. Think of the ministry of YWAM and word coming out of Tanzania of a terrible accident with several individuals that have been killed. We pray for the ministry of YWAM, for those that are involved in the accident, that you are not overburdened by all that is going on in this world, and you are active. Father, we do pray for our world and the stress and turmoil that we see not only in other countries but in our own country, that there would be a turning back to you, and that you would use us on an individual basis to reach out to our neighbors, to be salt and light. Father, we are grateful for the people that you've brought in our midst, for the opportunities of ministry, and now for the opportunity of receiving from your people the offering, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. It's good to see you all here today. It's listening to the many needs that we have in our body here. It's a reminder of why we come together. You know, we friends come together and we share each other's burdens, and we lift each other up when we're in need. But we also celebrate together when there's good things and good news, things like that come along. But it's also a reminder of why we need church, is because, you know, we have a God that He knows each and every one of our needs. And it can be a heavy burden to carry them alone, which again is why we know why we come together. We know where two or three are gathered, you know, there the Spirit of the Lord is as well. And not that He's not with us individually, but it's just more power felt, I think, when we come together. But I was just thinking on these things as I was listening to the needs and things that we have. It's also a reminder of the peace that we have in those times of struggle and when the chaos happens. Sometimes it's, you know, it gets us back to where we need to focus. I tend to sometimes lose my focus because I want to control it, and I've got to be in control of this situation. And when I can't control it, then I don't know what to do. And I gotta step back and, you know, well, where am I finding my hope? And that's why we have friends that we can share with. So let's stand and sing a few songs here this morning.
You are mighty.
You are mighty.
We sang this morning is also a reminder of, you know, as God leads us, it's not always going to be on the hilltop where it's where the sun is shining. Sometimes it's through the valley. Sometimes it might be a flood, and maybe we feel like our feet are to the fire. But nonetheless, he leads us in the paths that are right, and he's not going to steer us wrong. Song.
Amazing love, how can it be? Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for your amazing love, for the gift of your Son, for the forgiveness of our sins. And we do pray that it would be our desire that we honor you in all that we do. We do pray that you'd be with our time as we look in your word now. We pray that we would clearly receive what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.